Chinese American. I was born in this country. My parents are from Canton. It was always my ambition to own a sandwich shop. I love eating sandwiches, and I always wanted one. To me, it's like a toy.
At first glance, Rupert G's Hello Deli looks just like many other sandwich shops on just about every street corner in New York.
Instead of being strictly a local deli place now, we're pretty much international. I get people from all over the world coming to have a sandwich here.
The deli's signature sandwiches are not the only draw. Many people come just to meet G.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's like a real person. Like, you can have him as your neighbor or something. So
right.
It's really funny. He's like one of us.
two of my coworkers, they said they wanted, that was the one thing they said they wanted. They wanted Hello Deli t-shirts.
Rupert G is purportedly the most famous deli owner in town.
Yeah, we sell caps, t-shirts, mugs. Mugs with my face on it. Isn't it freaky?
The little sandwich shop's notoriety began when G appeared on The Late Show with David Letterman, a popular weeknight television comedy talk show. G was featured as part of the show's Meet the Neighbor segment. His deli is just down the street from the show's studio.
Welcome to New York City! I told the writers very bluntly that they didn't have to come in, but it was inevitable. I think the more you don't want it, the more they'll do it.
This is our friend Rupert G, who owns and operates the Hello Deli right here in New York.
Finally, G made his debut on The Late Show in September 1993. Being a sidekick on Letterman's show, G often plays pranks on unsuspecting New Yorkers on the street. He seems to have a knack for it.
A half pounder.
And I knew from the beginning I had no talent for acting, you know. And so, you know, the only way I can succeed in this is just to be myself and let things take its course. And that's what I did.
Follow a little walking music. Here goes Rupert.
G became so popular with the audience that he started to appear on The Late Show frequently.
I get people screaming my name out. I get people just smiling, people coming over for pictures and all that.
But his first love is still the deli. Co-owner Ms. Ng explains why.
I seldom really have a chance to eat American food. Every day would be like the typical village food that would be laid on the table, right? So he used to yearn for sandwiches and American food. And only when he got sick, the mom would buy him a sandwich. So he used to love that. And that was the reason why he said he had he developed a passion, you know, to eventually own a deli.
This is why, even though he makes more than $200,000 a year from appearances on The Late Show and souvenir sales at his shop, G still enjoys selling sandwiches.
Even after college, I've always dreamed about opening my own sandwich shop. I thought it'd be fun. It would be a nice challenge for myself. It's something that I truly wanted in the deli business. Yeah. But it's something that I always want to do, and, you know, why kill a dream? Just make it come true.
We are in hell, Letterman! Go!
For producer Roger Xu, Elaine Liu, VOA News.